So for this one, this study, we actually looked at furrow irrigation in rice. So we looked, there's been a lot of, talk here lately about furrow irrigation in rice. I know that California has some of the same issues we have as far as declining water levels. Actually, they're a bit worse than we are now, and so we're trying to avoid that situation. So furrow irrigation for rice has become kind of a buzz around town. Similar issues with the aquifer declining. I've already been through this, so I'll skip all this and just go into our objectives for this study, which was to do the same thing for a furrow irrigated environment. So we wanted to establish a safe row water threshold that allows us to maintain grain yield and reduce our water use, hopefully, determine the optimum weed management program, and then again, validate the use of furrow irrigation and rice on grower farms. And then more so for the row rice than alternate wetting and drying, we wanted to determine the economic benefit or loss, because this is a, kind of a risk. It's perceived as a huge risk for our growers because it's so uncommon and out there, and it's never really been researched in our area. So that was the main objectives for this study. We set it up very similar to the alternate wetting and drying study. However, instead of the soil surface treatment, we actually have a continuous flood. We have our optimized alternate wetting and drying treatment, which is a soil surface to 4-inch treatment. And then we have the same threshold amounts, similar varieties. And just to give you an idea of how this project or this experiment was laid out, so these are four reps, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then our row water actually travel down the row here, and you can't actually see it in this picture very well, but we are getting we have a 30 meter buffer zone here and significant drought stress in this area where the water treatments are, and then we have a continuous flood and an alternate wetting and drying treatment. So those are all ripped out similar to the AWD. We use this field pipe to manage our irrigation thresholds. Same treatments for the herbicide, and what we found is that there's no difference in herbicide control of barnyard grass. This is data is for 2016. For 2017, we did not get a good stand of barnyard grass. We actually overseeded these plots, but we did not get a good stand. We'll continue to look at this because it is a big issue, especially when we start talking about furrow irrigated rice. Not necessarily barnyard grass, but pigweed control as well, because it becomes an issue with furrow irrigation not having that anaerobic soil. So, like I mentioned earlier, as far as our rainfall is concerned, this bottom line is 2015, and so we've got a lot of good drought stress on these. After we initiated the flood, 2016 is a solid line. A lot of rain, and then this year during this 120-day growing season, we got 22 inches of rainfall. So, really, like you said, not great for irrigation research, but it does allow us to show that we can, reduce irrigation amounts or potentially reduce irrigation amounts on a wet year. We also, in this experiment, did a nitrogen split treatment. So we looked at different nitrogen splits on how we apply nitrogen and when we apply. So we did 100% pre-flood, 50% pre-flood, 50% at PD or mid-season, did a 75-25 split, 50-25-25, and then a spoon feed system where we did 25% throughout the latter part of the growing season. So there was no water treatment by nitrogen interaction. The alternate wetting and drying, continuous, maintain yield. The actual 10 centimeter and 20 centimeter, 30 centimeter below the soil surface were similar to each other and less than the continuous and AWD, but greater than the 40 centimeter treatment. So no interaction here. However, when we look at the nitrogen rate main effect, for our 100% pre-flood, 75-25, three-way split and four-way split, we had similar yields. What we did see a reduction in yield when we split it 50-50, This is pooled over all irrigation treatments, and then obviously our zero nitrogen treatment yielded the least. When we look at water use, like I said, we had a tremendous amount of rainfall the last 2 years when this study was conducted, and so maintaining a continuous flood, although we got a tremendous amount of rainfall, because we had a full paddy the whole time, we actually lost a lot of that rainfall that we would have been able to capture. And so water use was significantly greater than AWD, which was greater than all of our row water treatments. So these row water treatments really reduced the amount of water use we had and increased the water use efficiency tremendously. So as we go from continuous all the way down to 40 centimeters, our water use efficiency increases for each threshold. What I really wanted to focus on for this talk, is what it looks like on farm. What are our growers' concerns, and how do we manage in season? So we actually did several studies this year and last year where we take a field that we want to furrow irrigate, and then either continuous flood or alternate wetting and drying field right next to it, and we compare those, look at water use and yield. We've actually got, in this case I'm going to go through today, is alternate wetting and drying and a row rice field. This row rice field is actually split into two fields, so they pulled a levee across here, and it actually has a little steeper fall on this bottom end of the field. So when we look at this this field, we look at this the top paddy, or the top quote-unquote field, we had about 10,000 kilograms per hectare yield. Because we have the boards in or levees up in this part of the field, so we're actually maintaining a continuous flood in this portion of the field. Even though it's a furrow irrigation rice field, we're actually maintaining a continuous flood in this area. When we go into this mid zone, so this would be technically considered our alternate wetting and drying zone. So as we irrigate, we're holding the water in the bottom end of the field. The water depth in this area is actually going up and down. It varies about 9,300 or 9,400 kilograms per hectare. When we look up at the very top, so this is all we're actually protecting with the furrow irrigation. We actually had a significant decrease in yield, compared to these other zones of the field. So the average of this section, all three of these, is about 9,200 kilograms per hectare. In a same field, very, very similar situation, a little bit greater fall in the field, so the field is actually steeper, just a hair steeper. We can see a completely different scenario play out. So bottom end of the field, 9,850 kilograms per hectare, but since the fall of the field is greater, we're actually only able to maintain this this continuous flood on the very bottom of the field. It's not, the distance isn't compared to the first one we looked at, it's not a whole lot. 68 kilograms per hectare in this midsection, and then when we look at the top, we've already dropped down to 7,482 kilograms per hectare, so a significant loss in yield, and the field average is 8,472 kilograms per hectare. So, we take these different scenarios, and it just goes to show of how site-specific this production system will be able to be employed on. It's not catch-all for all rice production. But when we compare it to the yield, the average yield of the alternate wetting and drying, we're actually very, very similar. And these fields are right next to each other, same variety, same planting date, same nitrogen management, same soil type. It is ideal of an on-farm experiment that we can conduct. And the averages are about the same for each field. So. We take out a lot of the levee area in this field, which is actually a tremendous amount of area that we're able to mitigate with a row rice field. But what it really comes down to is tillage, and we'll talk about that here in a second. So no difference in water use for alternate wetting and drying versus the furrow, and again, no difference in grain yield, no statistical difference between the two. But when we look at the profitability for these two, and this is for a continuous and a furrow irrigated and a hybrid, using a hybrid cultivar, and then the same for a conventional cultivar. For our continuous flood, we're at $342 per hectare profitability. whereas when we go with the furrow irrigated, we're at 482, which is $140 per hectare increase. And this is, this furrow irrigation is assuming an 8 bushel, so a couple hundred pounds per hectare decreasing in grain yield, and also about 100 millimeters less in irrigation water applied. So what this boils down to is tiller strips across the field, maintaining rice levees, and then being able to go from a system like beans into a furrow irrigated rice system. So we really want to stress it's not a catch-all for all rice production systems. However, we think it does have potential to maintain profitability, especially when rice prices aren't great, and the production system can become pretty expensive with rice, pretty quickly. So we think it has potential. Like I said, it's not a production system for every field, but we'll continue to evaluate those. So conclusions, our furrow irrigation rice may reduce water use from irrigation pumping. It did in several of the site years, both on farm and from our small plot experiments. Barnyard grass control from our small plot experiments has not been an issue. It's not been any greater than, or barnyard grass pressure has not been any greater than our small plot, or than our conventional continuous flood. And what we really found is our on-farm adoption of furrow irrigation has a lot of interest, has a lot of potential. However, we must, inform our growers that it doesn't fit in every spot, and it's not necessarily an easier way to grow rice. It's actually probably more intensive than a conventional rice system. So we're going to keep researching these, especially the row rice as it, increases. The amount of talk about it increases, and especially with trying to get regulation in line with what we're able to do as far as insurable water management practices for rice. So with that, again, I don't know why that picture's there, but it is. Thank the Rice Promotion Board and all my guys at Stoneville. And with that, I'll take any questions if I got
time for at least one more question. Any questions?
It's all the question is, it was the rice transplanted? No, our production system is all drill seeded, delayed flood rice. So it's all dry seeded with a drill and then raised from there. So, any other
more questions? If not,
all right.
That's it. Thank you.